KQED. And now we're going to hear from another Vietnam vet, but this one no longer lives in California.
I was in the Army, 82nd Airborne. I'm a deported veteran.
Jose Cardenas was deported to Mexico. He came to San Diego when he was 7 and lived in the United States for 60 years. He's one of tens of thousands of veterans who've served in the military but aren't U.S. citizens. KQED's Erica Aguilar met him in Tijuana, where hundreds of deported veterans now live.
It's a good beach day at Friendship Park. People are playing in the waves that splash against the steel border fence stretching into the Pacific Ocean, where Tijuana meets San Diego. Up on the grassy hill overlooking the water, bands are playing. A vendor is selling popsicles, paletas, at the border fence. Families squint through holes at the mesh grating to see the loved ones on the other side.
I don't really come up here because it stresses me out because of all the things that are happening, you know.
Jose Cardenas is part of a group of deported veterans trying to get back to the U.S. They painted a section of the border fence red, white, and blue.
This is the names of all the veterans that are deported. We did something wrong out there.
For Jose, his something wrong started when his oldest son was killed in a gang shooting in San Diego.
I went into depression. I lost my job and everything, so I didn't have nothing.
Jose started using drugs, and in 1999, police caught him driving a meth dealer around. He was convicted of conspiracy, served 10 years in federal prison. Then he was forced to go back to Mexico, a country he hardly remembered.
When I got deported, I didn't even know where I was.
Did you get deported here to Tijuana?
No.
Onde?
Deported out there by Texas. I was born down south. Tecomán, Colima, but I don't even know my, because we came to United States when I was 7, so I never came back to Mexico.
Jose always wanted to serve in the military, following the footsteps of his stepdad, an American citizen who sponsored him to become a permanent resident.
Since I was in high school, I was in the ROTC, you know, I was preparing myself because I knew I was going to get drafted. So when I got drafted, I went from 1970 to 72. I didn't get the chance to go to war because they never sent me. But after that, I went to the reserves, Army Reserves, and then I went to the National Guard. I did my citizenship when I was in the military, but I never received it.
Jose says his citizenship application was never processed, and his green card didn't protect him from deportation after serving prison time. So now Jose is living alone in Playas, Tijuana, trying to fit in, speaking a language he barely understands.
They do kind of make fun of us because we don't speak the language, you know, they call us pochos. Well, now I kind of learning how to cope with this type of life.
Jose points across the border fence to California. He's got great grandkids there he's never met. He's got two daughters and a son in San Diego. The son is a vet too.
He did 10 years in Kosovo and Iraq. Sometimes he wakes up and he goes crazy. You know, he just, you know, he thinks he's out there, you know, still. So somebody needs to be there to kind of calm him down and stuff. And that hurts me because I can't do that. I can't, you know, I'm here, he's out there. It's hard, you know. And now I got another, one of my grandsons, they just went to the military. He's, you know, Jordan. Who knows what's going to happen to him, you know. And that's another thing that it worries me, you know, because you never know what's going to happen.
Jose has rallied and marched, met with California politicians as part of a group of deported veterans lobbying the government to allow them to return to the U.S. based on their military service. For now, Jose Cardenas says there is one way he could eventually get back to California. Veterans who leave active military duty with an honorable discharge like him are eligible for a burial spot in a VA cemetery. For the California Report, I'm Erica Aguilar.